Today we'll be continuing on the discussion of things that are bad for your memory. As always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So to continue on, just to touch on a couple of the more commonly asked things, the Gemara in Hurrius writes in Daf Yigimel Mebez, it lists 10 things that are bad for your memory, and one of them is hamastakel b'fnei ames, which is staring at a dead body, the face of a dead body. The Mishnah Berurah, Simin Beis of Katan Beis, also brings us down the halacha that if you stare at a dead body, the face of a dead body, the face of a deceased person, it's bad for your memory. The Sefer Chupas Elio Rabba Shar Gimel, quoted by Rechan Kievsky, also says that if you do this, it's bad for your eyes, it causes your eyesight to dull. There are the Shmir Sagovash Vanefesh quotes from Makadmain, one of the early Rishonim, that it's only an issue if you know who the person is, but again, this is not brought down with halacha. Most poskim seem to indicate that in all situations it's a problem. The Sefer Merayim Sod Al Hurrius, which is the Netziv, he writes, Dafka Mistakpal Harbe V'loy Raya L'chud. The Netziv says that it's only an issue if you stare at the face of the dead body, but if you see it in a passing glimpse, then it's not an issue. Reb Chaim Kanievsky actually uses this Netziv to explain a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Bayikot, in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, says, Berishayna originally, Hayu Megalim Pnei Hashirin Umechase Pnei Aniyim, Bepnei Hayu Meshchayrim Pneihem Bepnei Betsuras, Vahayu Aniyim Esbaishin, Hiskinu Shiyu Amechasim Pnei Hakol Bepnei Kfaydin Shal Aniyim. Meaning, originally, what they used to do is they used to have open caskets, funerals. But originally, they would only have open casket funerals for those that were wealthy, because those were poor, and they were, unfortunately, they were very hungry. It distorted their face due to the hunger. And eventually, out of COVID, for the poor people, they stopped having open casket funerals entirely. But it seems from this Gemara that there was such a concept of having an open casket funeral. And the Ran over there explains that the reason why they would do this was because that way they could point to the dead body and show people and say, this and this was a person who was alive, and he was healthy, and now unfortunately he's dead. It shows you the fleeting element of life, and therefore it would help people do tshuva. That's why they originally did it, but the issue is that if it's true that it causes you to forget Gemara, how could they do this? So the Reb Chaim says, based on the Netziv, perhaps you could explain that the whole issue is staring at it, but to see it for a fleeting moment, perhaps it would be okay. In addition to explain this Gemara, my brother, Rav Mordechai Yosef, in the Sefer Meimayed, explains that we saw originally, about two shiurim ago, we mentioned from the Sefer Chassidim, that all these halachas of not doing something that causes you to forget your learning only does not apply to women, and perhaps not to Amei Aretz, perhaps not to ignorant people. So it could be that the reason why they would have these open casket funerals is they would only show the casket for women or for people who are not obligated to be concerned that they would forget their Torah, but for a regular adult male or a Talmud Chacham, they wouldn't let him see the dead body. But that's what the poskim say when it comes to staring at the face of a dead body. Interestingly enough, the Tamei HaMenhagim writes that staring at the face of a tzaddik can actually help your memory. The next topic I want to quickly touch on is reading a tombstone. The Gemara in Hurrius says that if you read the writing on a tombstone, it's bad for your memory, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Sefer HaZikar and Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, it's unclear, is it dafka if you read it out loud, by verbalizing the words, or even just, you know, reading it in your mind, is it also a problem? And he says, therefore, in all situations, it should be avoided. The Sefer Nagru Mitzvah writes from the Arizal that the whole issue only applies if the words on the tombstone are sticking out. However, if the tombstone is sunken, the words are sunken in, it's not a problem. This is also the opinion of the Mishnah Chassidim, Yoyim Gimel, and it's also brought down by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Yud Gimel, and the Kafachayim, Simen Beis Ois Gimel. That's why, by the way, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, most big Rabbanim, their tombstones, the words, the engraving on the words are sunken in. Possibly to adhere to the ruling of the Arizal, and that way it would avoid any person that comes to the grave so they don't read it. The Sefer Yosef Oimetz on Amud Reish Ayin Gimel writes an unbelievable thing. He writes, Re'isi Medakti, can I saw that many people, manichin evan al gabi hametzeva, many people have the custom of taking a stone and putting it on the grave, on the tombstone, which everyone does. They even sell it in stores. You can buy special stones. I don't know what that is, but it's such a thing. So what's the reason behind it? He says, and people say, Shemayil shalai tia kriyasa kasha l'talmud. And he says, ve'efsh shekabali hi mekadmoinim. Meaning, there's a mesorah that this whole concept that you're not supposed to read on a tombstone, perhaps if you put a stone on it, it undoes this whatever negative aspects, whatever Kabbalistic issue there is with reading a tombstone. If you put a stone on the tombstone, it negates the negativity. I don't, again, 100%, not 100% sure, but he says, perhaps you could be somich on this when the words are sunken in, that if you put a stone on it, it helps. But he does say that if you want to be very careful, it's probably best to avoid the entire situation. It seems that Rav Kiva Eger in Yerodeisim and Shinayin Vav Sif Dalet writes that if you did read it, a good thing to help your memory is to say the tefillah of Ahava Rabbah until the words Li'echecha Ba'ahava from Davening and Shachris. Okay, so the next thing I want to quickly discuss is the issue of putting on two articles of clothing at the same time. Then we're going to have Ram and Simon Beis of Gutz and Gimel writes that you should not put on two articles of clothing at the same time. The Sefer Kaf Chaim says that similarly you shouldn't put on two hats at the same time. I guess one should be careful. A lot of times people take their yarmulke, put it into their black hats, and then put it on. That's probably something that should best be avoided. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim whether you're allowed to wear a hat with a plastic cover on top when it's raining. See the Rivei Vayis Ephraim, Chelik Beis, Simen Dalet, Chelik Gimel, Simen Vav, and it's unclear, and therefore a Rav should be consulted. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Vav writes that by shoes it's not an issue. Meaning that this whole discussion was only about clothing. Shoes are a different discussion entirely, and shoes is no issue. But other Paiskim do seem to disagree with this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlema, Chelek Aleph, Daf Chav Beis, that the whole issue is putting on two articles of clothing. But taking two articles of clothing off at the same time is not a problem. He says anytime something is Kabbalistic, it has to be. The only time you have to be makbid is exactly the way it was stated in Chazal. But to do the opposite, which Chazal said not to put it on, you want to take it off, that's not a problem. Other Paiskim do seem to disagree. The Shulchan Atayr, which is written by the Kamarna Rebbe, was a big, big Mekubal. In Simon Beis, he writes that both cases, you shouldn't take off clothing either. So I guess it's best to be avoided. One last thing I want to touch on is the Shach writes in Yerodeisim and Reish Ayin Zayin that it's Yidua for those who are Chachmei Emes, who know Kabbalah, that there's a special Malach, and his name is Shade. And Shade is a Shin Dalid, stands for Shomer Daf, and he watches the pages. That his job is that whenever a person leaves a sefer open, he makes sure to forget, to make sure that the person forgets the learning that he just did from such a sefer. So that's why it's very careful. You should be very careful when you leave a room to close the sefer. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Beis over there in Yerodeya writes that it's only true if you leave the sefer open and you leave the building for a nice amount of time. However, if you just, let's say, go outside to use the bathroom, it's not a problem. This also seems to be the opinion of the Shai Lumeshev in his Sefer Yadis Nedarim. However, Rav Chaim Palagi says it's a problem in all circumstances. Similarly, Rav Avadi Hadaya Zatzal in Sefer Yaskel Avdi, Chelek Hei Yerodeya Simen Nun Vav, he says that there shouldn't be a difference between whether you leave a small amount of time for a large amount of time. Even if you leave for a minute, it should be an issue. He says, think about it. You have a malach who is interested in doing his job. You know, that's his job from Hashem. He's probably very, very interested in doing it as quickly as he can. So therefore, the second you leave the room, he's gonna take away your memory. And therefore, you should be very, very careful for the cover of the sefer and for your memory to close it right away. And therefore, it would avoid all issues. Any questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.